All right. Good evening to you all. My name is Gijs Minderhout, calling in from Magalia, California. I welcome you all on the internet, BBS Radio, folks. This is, as usual, simulcast with a conference call. We have a bunch of people on the phone line. And tonight's gathering will be regarding You Got Questions, You Got Answers, channeled by our beautiful sister, Terry Brown. Today it is August the 3rd, on a Wednesday, 2016. I thank you all for being here. We had more people join in here in the last few minutes. Thank you so much for being here. If you want to, please say your name and location. One at a
Hello.
Time.
Hello. It's Ron, Mountain Grove.
Good evening, Ron. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right.
Edna, hello.
New Jersey. Hello, Edna?
Yes.
Guten Abend. Danke schön für dich. Yeah.
Danke.
Who else joined in? Please say your name and location.
Catherine from California.
Hello, Catherine. Good evening to you. Welcome to the call.
Hello. Good evening. Thank you.
Gail from New Jersey.
Good evening to you, Gail. Thank you so much for being here.
Hi. Thank you.
Who else joined in? Please say your name and location. If you want to. So we are 1 minute away. I don't see the helicopter yet. Oh, yes, I do. Wynn will be here shortly. And the announcement email is out. And, you know, it doesn't say anything like what the question will be, as far as I can tell. Happy Wednesday. All right. So, to anyone, feel free to submit a question if you have one. It's a good thing to do so. There's no, you know, when the size of the question will be asked. But if it is an interesting question, he certainly will ask it. And when they zoom in on you from the higher realms, you know, it does lay a track for you. So, that it can be very beneficial. All right, had another caller join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, Rick in Iowa City.
Good evening to you, Rick. Welcome to the call.
Hi. Thank you.
All right. All right. So, again, I welcome all those folks that are listening in through BBS Radio online. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
That was Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Ice, everybody.
Good evening to you, Don. Welcome to the call.
Thanks.
All right. And somebody else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location. If you want to. All right. I get the feeling that Wynn is taking the last bites of his dinner.
Hello, hi, this is Bonnie.
Hey, Bonnie, good evening. Welcome to the call.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you for being here. I can't believe that Chris hasn't called in yet.
I can't either, man. What's wrong with that guy?
How you doing, Chris?
I'm all right, how you doing, Ice?
Yeah, thank you for being here.
All right, thanks for having me.
Bonnie, my family's on. Will be shortly in Dana Point, it's nearby you, right?
Yes, that's right. Sort of.
Yeah.
I don't know, 40 miles away, maybe.
All right. I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location, if you want to. All right. I want to mention to those that are listening online and not too familiar maybe with what we are doing as a group of folks, we also have a gathering call on Sunday mornings. It's like the most popular call, the most liked. It is a two-hour call at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's 1 hour of random topics that's being discussed, and in the second hour we do personal and planetary healing, and we have our sources from the other side of the veil come in through Terry Brown discussing some issues. We also have a healing list. If you would like to heal like global issues or family members or friends or yourself, you're able to put that on the board, how you call it, the healing forum, which you can see in the announcement emails for Sunday calls. We also have a call on the Monday, every Monday, same time as the Wednesday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And the Monday calls are also random topics. And one, the last Monday of the fourth Monday of the month, it is Marilyn from Flagstaff, Arizona, who picks a topic and discusses it, or she interviews somebody. So, good evening, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you. 604, still waiting for our host, Winfrey, and our co-host, Terry Brown. Let us hang in there and be patient.
Heard they're getting a lot of rain in Arizona.
Maybe. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Wayne.
Hello, Wynn.
Is Blondie here?
Negative. She's not.
Oh, my God. She's worse than me.
Yeah.
You know what? We do this every week, huh?
Three times a week.
Three times a week. Well, I'll tell you what. Somebody sent me an amazing link today. I think what I'm going to do is I'll play the link, and then I'll go get Terry, and you know, on Monday, of course, I did a controversial call, and on one hand, should I start the recording?
All right.
Oh, Terry, you're here.
Yeah.
All right, Terry's here, Wynn.
I was almost going to go get you, okay?
Hello, Terry.
Hi, hello.
This conference is being recorded.
This is August 3rd, 2016, Wynn and Terry in...
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
And tonight is the night, the evening, where you have submitted questions and we are going to ask our sources your question. I'd like to remind you that channeling is an imprecise activity. And there's potential for what's called bleed through the person's consciousness. There's potential for negative sources coming in, although I don't think that happens. It could, and I miss it. And, you know, there's potential sometimes that they look at someone else and they think it's you. So, very important on these answers, and I think we do have a pretty amazing track record, but still, don't accept it blindly. And from my experience, our sources are very careful not to disempower you. In other words, this is not supposed to be where we tell you what to do. This is supposed to be a place where we inspire you to figure it out yourself, or give you the tools to figure it out yourself. Sometimes when there are people that are going through situations with negative entities and attachments, sometimes they get cleared on the call, sometimes, and sometimes somebody gets recommended to go to Fred, and usually Fred's a big help. But on all of these things, you have to exercise your own vigilance, because when you have something in your space that's negative and it leaves, it kind of leaves a vacuum in your auric field, and you got to fill that vacuum before it comes back. How do you do that? you have to figure it out, okay? One of the things is learn to deal with your human side. Make yourself happier, which is not so easy. Whatever it takes. But it's not about giving up your power to anyone else. It's about co-creating with other beings, whether they're on this side or the other side. And I was going to mention, there's this mysterious fellow named D who sends me emails, if he's listening. Hi, thank you. And, you know, on Monday, I was talking about how this realm, at least in this particular period of time, is such a smokescreen. And, you know, people are watching the news, they're believing things. Things are not as they appear. People are being manipulated. And I don't believe this particular government cares about us, although they make a good show of it. And things constantly come up to validate that point of view, like dropping toxic materials on our head. And if anyone doesn't think that's true, then just do your own search on the Internet, because many people have measured the droppings that come off of chemtrails, and there's all kinds of horrible stuff in it. Many people have looked at what goes into vaccines and come up with terrible reports. And it does seem to be quite intentional. So now there's this new kind of gas coming out, approved by the EPA, that causes cars made before 2012 to break. And that all these car manufacturers are saying, if you use that gas, they're not going to honor their warranty. So I think it's called E15. If they mark it at the pump, who knows if they're going to even mark it. But if they do, it's called E15. So I'm just going to let you hear the news report on it in just a moment. Where are we? Maybe I'm not. Oh, come on.
Important gas warning today that affects anyone with a car that's older than 2012. That's a whole lot of people. E15 is a higher blend of ethanol and gasoline, and it is EPA approved. It is now sold in a handful of states. But today, AAA is saying don't use it because it's going to damage your car engine. That's AAA saying that. And here's the kicker. At least 10 car companies are now saying they will not cover any claims of damage due to this fuel, due to E15. And it's going to void your warranty if you use it. Here to explain exactly what you need to know is 1-6 of the car coach. You know, I read this story this morning, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, this gasoline is out there being sold. It's approved by the EPA. Yet you have car company after car company saying that they will not cover fuel-related claims. This is BMW, Chrysler, Nissan, Toyota, VW. Other car companies have said if you use this fuel that's approved and pushed by our government, it's going to void your warranty. Ford, Honda, Kia, Mercedes-Benz, it'll void. How is this happening? Well, the problem is there wasn't a lot of testing done, and us in the automotive aftermarket, and you know, I've been testing this stuff for a long time. There's something called phase separation, and there's all kinds of damage to emission systems, fuel systems, and engines. The first thing, you do not want to pump E15 into your car. And it's happening because our current government is pushing this because there's also corn subsidies going on. There's a lot of money changing hands. But the bottom line is consumers are going to be hurt badly if you use this stuff. I actually have proof that it damages fuel lines, emission systems, and
what is it that makes it so bad for your car? Because, I mean, you know, it's great for the environment, I would assume.
Well, it's made from corn. So what's happening is a lot of farmers are saying, you know what, we're going to start producing corn rather than producing other products. So that's why your groceries have gotten.
Can't hear you, man.
Merge to with the gasoline in your gas pump, wherever you pump your gas into your vehicle, when they merge the two together. And what happens is so bad is that something.
Hello? Jay?
Yeah.
Did I dropped out. Did you notice?
Yes, you dropped out. The recording stopped and there was nothing.
How long ago?
Only seconds.
Yeah.
Just seconds. Well, that's enough of that report. You go look it up yourself. But, I mean, I think it's kind of incredible that the EPA is pushing a gas, and apparently it's got 15% ethanol, which corrodes your car. That's essentially what they're saying. And when I say you can't trust our government, that's just another indication. So beware of everything, between GMOs, between chemtrails, between gas that damages your car. That was a major, major news. That's not like a conspiracy theory. And when Michael Jackson says, they don't care about us, I know that's true. They don't. And don't go into underground bases. No matter what happens, okay, in the world, if somebody says there's refuge in underground bases, or if there's refuge on a flying saucer, don't go. It's better to die than to go. That's what I understand. And because I don't even want to tell you what the agenda is, but that's all, okay? And we're going to go for our questions tonight, okay? So here we are almost ready. You're not ready, are you, Jay?
No, I'm not, but I showed up. Hello?
Still here, Wynn?
Wynn?
Yeah, I guess he dropped out again.
No, I'm here. I put myself on mute because I had to put a recharger on my headset. Am I clear?
Yep.
Good. Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the white to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light, be transmuted. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we find those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, this is Ra'an, and we are very happy to be with you this Wednesday. And we are connecting on a broad scale with the planet in general, as we are everywhere, as is everyone. And where you place your focus is the sensory perceptions that you begin to receive. We are not a monaural being. We are able to sense each of you at the same time. And we extend our love and greetings to each and every one of you. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. And this first one here is from Terry Schobeck. And let's see, where is she? Hang on. I think she is in. Here it is. Roselle, New Jersey. She is asking, how can we get more people who are a positive source to others and are seeking love and wisdom to reach out for intervention to prevent possible financial collapse? In general, how can we on the call assist others who are unaware to help all of us in preventing the possible financial collapse? What are some simple preventative things that we can show them to do or say to improve awareness that changes need to be made? Thank you, Terry, Roselle, New Jersey. And I have to make a couple comments myself, Terry. And our sources can say this is not true. But one of the things that was in the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, which was like 15 years ago, was from, they said, the system is going to collapse one leg at a time. And it'll be gradual, but it will collapse. And then they said, they indicated that the collapse would be actually positive, or it could be positive, because it would cause people to need each other and force them to cooperate in the best case scenario. And that would cause people to open up their heart chakras and be eligible for graduation. And if that didn't happen, people may have money, but they won't graduate. Because if you notice, money keeps people separated. If people are always evaluating everyone around them about how much money they have. And of course, Jesus said it's easier to get a rich man it's easier to get a camel through the eye of a needle than a rich man into heaven. So I'm sure it's possible to get a rich man into heaven, but it's not easy. And so we have a number of situations going on simultaneously. One of them is that we have huge inflation, and the dollar is not at the point where it's inflated to match what it's actually worth. And the government just prints money. And I don't know how you can fix that, you know, even with intention or with our sources, when there's more money being printed, and it makes the world start losing confidence in the dollar. And as the world, one of the reasons we haven't collapsed already is because we owe so much money. And if the dollar totally collapses, then the people in other countries that we owe money to essentially get worthless dollars, I would assume. So there needs to be some kind of rebalancing, some kind of new currency. And I'm not so sure that those in power don't want it to collapse or do want it to collapse, because the more desperate people are, the more control they have over people. And, you know, in spite of the fact that we do these calls and we have a lot of truth on these calls, the majority of people are, let me just say, not necessarily, I don't know if it's the majority, but it's probably way more than half, are clueless. And if you bring any of this controversial stuff up to them, no matter how much evidence there is for it, they dismiss it. And so they're making a free will choice to believe. You know, I have to say, if I use the Hillary word, that when Hillary was kind of saying how good everything is, how good the economy is, she's lying. It's not true. And anyone with any intelligence that looks under that rug is going to know there's something wrong. But it's what people want to hear, and people want to believe it. And I want to believe. I want to believe it, of course. Who wants to believe there's going to be a big collapse and what's going to happen? So how do we prevent that? What can we do? I'm making a new website so more people can discover us. I mean, I know how important what we're doing is, and I know that also that this work needs a lot of protection, and I've had to be really, really careful about how I put things out, but it has a lot of protection now. It has a lot more than it did a year or two ago, and a lot more than 10 years ago. And, you know, the protection, some of it may be coming from our higher sources, but a huge amount is coming from you. You who keep coming to the calls. You who feel the energy. You who participate in the group energy. So that makes me feel more confident. Okay, now, I'll read the question again just so they deal with the question. How can we get more people who are of positive service to others and are seeking love and wisdom to reach out for intervention to prevent possible financial collapse? How can we on the call assist others who are unaware to help all of us in preventing this collapse? And what are some simple and preventable things that we can show them to do or say to improve awareness that changes need to be made? Okay, I turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. Changes do need to be made because the system has signs of breaking down. For years, America, the dollar, the U.S. dollar, has been the currency of exchange. Now, countries have sought to break away from using the dollar as the currency of exchange. change when another country seeks to use a different currency than the dollar, perhaps gold, for exchange, some other type of exchange, the country has not fared well. However, one cannot stop a natural process. And for years, it has been foretold that there will be a breakdown of the economy. When one reviews the situations, one sees that such a breakdown is a definite possibility as more and more countries do not wish to use the American dollar as the currency of the moment of the exchange. Natural processes tend to reset systems when they are not working. One can then refocus on an individual's own situation and what an individual can do to stabilize his financial situation. To become debt-free, to stabilize their source of food and water. In case of a sudden reset in the economy. For a long time, it has been predicted that the economy will need to move into a state of collapse to reset. When something is artificially held up in place, it can become detrimental for all. One needs to go back to one's roots and one's cohesion with family, friends, and community, and take an interest in community projects, in community food growing, in simply friendship within the community, so that one has strength of personal relationships to rely on and not an economy of money that places one in the spotlight depending upon how many goods one can buy. It does not substitute for personal relationships and strength of family and community. One can contact other individuals and establish relationships, can introduce them to community projects, can introduce them to the calls and to reset within their own lives to the real, the beneficial, the love between person to person, neighbor to neighbor, community to community, to begin to build strength so that as and if the economy resets, there will be a way for one to survive, to rely upon neighbor to neighbor farmers in the area that can provide food, co-ops of growing food.
As well as living in a neighborhood or in a city.
Pardon?
As long as living in a particular neighborhood or city, one could create a gathering of people and organize everyone getting some food storage so that everyone has food. That means, you know, it's going to be very difficult if you have food and no one else does. And make a case to your neighbors. Take some leadership. You don't have to explain all the stuff we do on these calls. There's enough evidence for this. Have some of the evidence in hand. Hold a meeting somewhere and find someone who sells storable food and, you know, do the research to find the best deal, the best quality food, and have your neighbors all buy it. And do this out of a high sense of service to your neighbors, and they will get it. People know when you're doing stuff like that. You can knock on doors and say, I decided to organize this because I think this is something that could happen in the next period of time, and talk to people. And, you know, it's kind of like when I asked the Elohim years ago, how do I get this stuff out there? They said, talk to one person at a time, and they'll get its own roots. And I think that's true for a lot of things, that we think in terms of mass reaching of people. But I think that happens as a result of the one person at a time thing, building energy, where it suddenly, it's like you're not trying to reach the masses. You are, you know, or you are reaching your neighbors. But you have to be careful when you reach this way that you don't have any judgment for people that are different than you or that don't know all you know or that don't consciously talk about themselves as being spiritual. Because in truth, whether they think they're spiritual or not, they are. And the rules will apply to them. But if you try to go into that, that's too big a thing. But telling everybody we got to get some food, that sounds like it makes sense, okay?
No, there's also a little danger in it that you need to watch out as to not attract the negative to happen, right?
Well, you know what? There's different people that I talk to in our group that would say, stick your head in the sand and make pretend that if you think about this stuff, you're going to attract it. And you know what? You've got to look at the fact size. You've got to look at the...
Agree. You know. I agree. I'm just saying that there is a little way to it.
Well, you know, I don't know how to work around it because if everything is set up to collapse and you're just observing the patterns, maybe it won't. You know, there's a saying that goes, prepare for the worst and hope for the best. Okay?
And that's really important also in how you bring it to the people.
Well, unfortunately, most people are not, they're not good talking to people in general. No. The best thing is to be, you know, as sincere and caring as you can. Because it's hard to say, well, bring it to people this way, say this, do that, you know, in my opinion.
You have that first impression, that, which I think is to be carefully weighed before you bring it
out. Yeah, well, you have to think of how to approach it, okay? I mean, how are you going to approach it? Knocking on our neighbor's doors, saying, hey, listen, a lot of people are saying that there's a possibility of financial collapse, and I just want to organize the neighborhood so that we all have some food storage, okay? And water storage.
We recommend making friends with your neighbors at first, seeing where they are at, where you have things in common with them, before you assume that they are going to agree with your program. See if they have any ideas. See where they are at. You will be surprised. You could make some very good friends of your neighbors.
Yeah, they just might be waiting for your knock, you know?
They may be wondering who it is that's living there. Who are these people over there? But we look at, if you take a very close look at the news and you see the signs, if you see the difference between the value of the American dollar and the value of a foreign currency, and the value of the American dollar is skyrocketing, and the value of the Canadian dollar, the New Zealand dollar, the Australian dollar are plummeting in relationship to the American dollar. There are tangible changes going on. What are the plans of the Federal Reserve? Pay some attention to what is happening. Read between the lines and see the shakiness of the American dollar, the attempt to keep the American dollar as a medium of exchange. What are the opposition to this? What are the things being put in place that could create war to take everyone's attention off of this and instill the rule that the people to maintain the American dollar? What are the things in play to cause the American dollar to falsely remain the medium of exchange? And what if it no longer becomes the medium of exchange? Take a look beyond the veil and see if you can discern what are the motivations behind the individual actions of the U.S. in comparison to other countries.
Thank you. Going on to the next question here. This is one of those questions that I don't like to ask because it's like it's on some very specific, bizarre things. But when we've asked them before, we've had some amazing results, so we'll see what happens. The question's from Anita in Morristown, Arizona, and she talks about something called the Voynich manuscript, which I never heard of. And the Voynich manuscript was supposedly carbon tested to be from 1500, but no one's been able to translate it, and it's been kind of a mystery. Well, I looked it up, and I thought I'd read a couple things about it just to help clue the energy. And the Voynich manuscript is an illustrated, handwritten in an unknown writing system. The vellum on which it is written has been carbon dated to the early 15th century. It may have been composed in northern Italy during the Italian residence. It's named after Wilfred Voynich, a Polish book dealer who purchased it in 212. Some of the pages are missing. The text is written from left to right, and most of the pages have illustrations or diagrams. It's been studied by many professional and amateur cryptographers, including American and British codebreakers from both World War I and World War II, and no one has yet succeeded in deciphering the text. And it's become a famous case in the history of cryptographers. The mystery of the meaning and origin of the manuscript has excited the popular imagination, making the manuscript the subject of novels and speculation. None of the many hypotheses proposed over the last 100 years has been independently verified. So I'll give that as background information, and
Well, what did you discover?
Well, it was sold, but the manuscript is named after Wilfred Voynich, who speculated that it was composed in northern Italy. Where was it discovered?
The individual asking the question is Anita in Arizona, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just looking to see if there's anything else that would help to clue into it. Protein testing revealed the parchment was made from cat skin, and multispectral analysis in 2014 showed the parchment was unwritten before the manuscript was created. And, while the parchment was created with care, the deficiencies appear, and the quality is assessed at average, at least. Many pages contain drawings which are colored with paint. Now, I don't see where it came about. They talk about a book dealer who acquired it in 1912, I believe, okay? And then they have pictures of the alphabet that's used because it's not English. They're weird symbols. And they don't say where the book dealer was who purchased it. So is that enough to go on?
Give us a moment. We see that people love a mystery. We take a moment, and as we respond to the question, we respond again to the question and again to the question. As we see that there is some aspect of fraud in this manuscript. to attempt to create something that will sell for a great deal of money and to attempt to create a mystery. Yet, the people that have created this do not know that in their creation of what they feel is fraudulent, they are going back in the creation of it to recreate from their memory something that has been actually in existence in a former time that they are bringing through. They think it is funny to have created this mystery. However, they do not realize that at the basis of their mystery, there is a truth. It did not come through in total accuracy, but it came through in a distorted alphabet, a distorted information from a far off, distant, non-planet, off-planet situation where the individual that created it had a memory of his past in a different land and was relying to some extent to bring that alphabet from the other land through. It speaks of the people of the different lands who we are looking at the video of the land where they come from. It is flat, and there are bodies of water, and it had an information bounce from distant from a different star, planet, where people lived in a rural life and were visited by starships, and the starships carried this individual to Earth and dropped him off, and he became lost. He experienced the life in Druid times in Europe. He became a priest in Italy and wrote down his memories. Yet he did not realize his memories were real. It is a simple text that speaks of the different land and the life on the different land with people interacting. That is a comment.
Thank you. Next question is from Edna. Is it correct to say we live in a parallel world where third dimension is parallel to the other dimensions, like fourth and fifth? Are some of us living in more than one dimension or coexisting in other dimensions at the same time? Or would it be possible to go back and forth between dimensions? I feel sometimes that I am doing it. Thank you, Edna.
Yes, everyone is living in more than one dimension at a time. Their body and their presence and their focus is in the third dimension, but they are part of a higher dimension, which they bring through into the third dimension and helps them function and acts as a reference point to bring through wisdom and to bring through an example of higher knowledge. So each of us is living in more than one dimension at a time. And to go back and forth between them merely involves a change for the individual in focus. That is our comment.
Thank you. Next question.
1 minute.
Yeah. This will be our last question from Dharmananda. Okay. Lately, some small things have been disappearing from my room. And also, there is an L-shaped cut on one of my favorite shirts. My wife has also had the same things happen to her over the last few months. Can you tell me if you know who or what is causing these things to happen?
Thank you. We recommend you get your house cleared. There are some trickster entities that are coming in and out. Some leprechaun type beings that are coming in and out. We recommend that you get your house cleared. Thank you. Win.
Would Fred be a good person for that?
That would be good, yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to bring this call to a close. And I thank you all for being here. I thank Terry and Hives and everyone who's holding it together. And let me unmute you all. Don Newsome of BBS.